Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is the ladies of Tea Talk Time, and today is July the 31st. We are actually, I believe, today is the last day of the month. I cannot possibly believe it, but yeah, we are at the end of another month. Well, tomorrow is the last of the month, but, you know, pretty much, because tomorrow begins a new week, so because we have 31 days in the month of July. So, yeah, today is the 30th, and it's, you know, so funny that we're already 7 months within the year. You know, time is going by so quickly. However, welcome back to the show, guys. Thank you for joining us one more week. My co-host will be joining us shortly, a little bit later on in the show here. She's trying to sort out some stuff with T-Mobile. So she will be joining us lately, but, you know, I'm going to carry on the dialogue. And in the meantime, until she joins in, last week we talked about the girl code, you know, the do's and don'ts about this whole girl code situation, and, you know, try to figure out the origin and where this came from and the idea behind the girl code and the rules. There, some of the things we covered were, you know, you shouldn't date the friend's ex. You know, that you should not post a picture on social media that she doesn't like or approve of. So we discussed different things about the girl code. We also discussed trust, that it's very important for you to trust, be able to trust each other, to be able to have honest dialogue and conversation when you're talking in the relationship with each other. So that was last week's show about the girl code. It is available. You can go back and listen for replay. However, this morning, we're still trying to keep the theme as we are approaching our one-year anniversary, which is coming up next week. And after that, we're going to take a little bit of a break. However, you know, you can still reach out to us in social media. Our website will still be up. We'll still keep all our social media and website presence until we kind of reorganize and figure a little bit of things out. But we're excited nonetheless about the future and, you know, the good things that are coming, you know, that are about to happen and the doors that are going to open up. So I just wanted to share that with you guys a little bit. But last week's show, The Girl Code, is available. You guys can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/teatalktime and listen to the rebroadcast of last week's show on Girl Code. This morning, we are talking about how soon is too soon. And we're still keeping, you know, in our last couple of shows, with all the tension and everything that's going on in the world and the different things that we're seeing, you know, we're trying to keep a little bit of things on the lighter side. It's the world already is tense enough. The political things that are going on, the different circumstances that we're seeing around the world, the deaths, the bombings, the attacks. It's becoming overwhelming for a lot of people. It's becoming a lot where you're afraid to turn on the radio or get on social media or turn the TV on because there's always something happening, always something going on. So, you know, we'll just like to keep it on a lighter note because we still have to live regardless. We still have to exist in the world of all, regardless of all the things that are happening around us. So that's, you know, the basis of us trying to keep the topics a little bit light. We did discuss political things and whatnot a few weeks ago, but we decided to kind of keep it a little bit light since there's so much tension going on to take people's mind off of all of that a little bit, even if it's just for an hour. Anyways, yeah, so back to this morning's topic. We're talking about how soon is too soon. And I came up with this topic just looking at what was trending and what was going on within the week in terms of entertainment news, not just our political news, but entertainment news. And how soon is too soon covers everything from sex to marriage to babies. And I was looking at what was happening with Keisha Knight, which everybody remember her from Rudy from the Cosby Show. And you know, she is right now facing a public humiliation and divorce because her husband, as she said, blindsided her by filing for divorce. He, you know, kissed her goodbye like it was a regular day, went to work, and then for her to later get a phone call from him stating, I need to speak to you. And this is, and I'm quoting according to her interview that she gave on E Network a few days ago. And, you know, to say that he wants a divorce. When, so based on her story, she's saying that he, and he's accusing her of cheating because he also wants a paternity test to prove the paternity of their child that she's carrying. So it brings me to the question of how soon is too soon? Because in her interview, they actually only dated for 4 months before she decided to tie the knot, before she decided to get married to this person. So that's what led me to my question about how soon is it too soon for you to get engaged, for you to have sex, for you to have a baby with someone, for you to get married? You know, choosing to do any of those things too soon, do you think it ruins the chances of developing the relationship further or you giving or give you the opportunity to actually get to know this person the way you would like to get to know them? You know, so that's where this whole thing comes from, because as I said, they only dated for 4 months before they decided to get married. Now, she's saying that she liked the person he pretended to be, because what she's seen right now, you know, 8 months with it, it's 8 months now since they've been married, is a completely different person from the person she was dating for 4 months. Now, she was in a relationship prior to that, I have to say, for 5 years with Tigger. And Tigger used to be on BET. He also was on MTV. He also has his radio show right now out of Big Tigger is what they call him. He has his radio show out of Atlanta. She was with him for 5 years, and they didn't get engaged, or I don't even know if there was ever talked of marriage because she didn't really discuss that relationship. But and then after I think a year after they broke up, she started dating this guy here, which is an ex NFL player. I get his name for you guys, but you know, so that was what brought me to where we're at in the conversation, or wanting to find out how soon is too soon to get married. And at some point I will open up this dialogue and this discussion to our audience, because I want to get their opinion as well. You know, and maybe they can give some insight as to their relationship. And because every relationship, I think, different. Every relationship has its different scenarios, its different journey, is different protocols. You know, what works for one person may not work for another person, because I've known of people that have gotten married in the short space of time that she got married to this man, and they're still together, and you know, it's working fabulously. So, you know, I don't necessarily know, because a lot of people I saw trending on social media was judging her that, you know, she was with Tigger for 5 years, he didn't want to get married, so she was desperate and she just hopped into getting married to this person, and now, you know, so this is what she gets and stuff like that. And I don't know necessarily know if all of that is fair. I mean, fear for them to be saying all of these things, because I also do understand and appreciate the fact that she is in her, going on towards her late 30s now. I think she's probably about 36, 37, somewhere around there. And yeah, I'm sure she had desire to have a baby, and she probably wants a family. So I don't necessarily think she made the decision out of desperation, the fact that she only knew him for 4 months. She could have known him for 4 months, and as she said, the person he pretended to be, he really treated her with respect, he really treated her with love, and she really thought this was a genuine person, and what she was seeing was actually what, you know, she was, this is who he is, and then it turns out not to be. So, you know, I really think they need to give her a little bit of break where that is concerned. You know, and I did a little bit of research on the topic, and you know, some of the things that they were agreeing, like therapists and professional counselors and stuff like that, saying, you know, they had a lot to say that sex, marriage, those things, it's sex too soon can cloud your judgment, is what they're saying. You know, when you decide to become intimate with someone, it's an important choice when it comes to dating. Having sex too soon can cloud your judgment and make it difficult to make an intelligent choice of partner. You know, jumping into bed right away can hinder the possibility of getting to know each other, since your focus is now on sex or the physical, not on bonding in each other non-physical ways. If and when sex is right, it will happen. It's easy to have a one-night stand, but if you want a relationship, you need to be more careful. And to a sense and to a degree, I do agree with that. I do think, especially for us women, just because of the way how we're built by nature and who we are, that when we get physically involved with someone, it tends to dust cloud our judgments because we get emotional, we get attached, some of us become needy, so forth and so on. Just because by nature we are nurturers, we're created to be nurturers, you know, so we are going to get clingy. However, you know, I do believe in building a solid foundation first. Yes, that friendship, that trust between you two. And for some people, it can take longer for that to happen. Some people, it happened in shorter time. Fantasia is another star right now. She married her husband after 7 months of dating, but she also said that she was in, I guess, kind of like a cleansing fasting period for 7 months prior to that, just talking to God about what she wanted, the different changes she wanted to make in her life, how, you know, how she wanted to do things differently, make different choices. You know, she was working out, eating healthier. She got into amazing shape. You know, she was just loving herself. She was focusing on herself. She was about the self-preservation at that point in her life. And then after that, and she also abstained from dating anyone, entertaining anyone, or having sex. She did that, she said, for 7 months, and she said it may not seem like a long time for a lot of people, but for her and the lifestyle that she lived before, it was a long time for her. 7 months was a long time for her, and that's what I'm saying, depending on where you are in your life and the way you lived before that is what is really what determines and what matters in when you think about what is too long or what is long for someone. And after that, she met her husband, and they only courted or dated for 7 months after they met, before they got married. And she, I think it's, I want to say it's probably about a year now or two, and she's happily married, or, you know, happily, far-fetched. But she, nonetheless, she's happy with the person that she chose, and she said what she, for her, what made it clear when she knew that was what she wanted to do, or this was the right person for her, was because in conversation with him, she realized while she was in her cleansing period, you know, her eating better, working out, she looked amazing, working on herself, you know, focusing on her career or child and just becoming a better, you know, a better version of herself, you know, spending time with God and all of that type of stuff. He was also doing the same thing. You know, he was in that period of time in his life where he was doing that as well. And she said that's when she knew, or that was what sealed the deal for her, in her knowing that this was the right person for her, because he was at that same transitional period in his life as well. Another couple that did that, Megan Good, Devon Franklin. Megan Good was abstinent for, I believe, for 9 months. Prior to her meeting her husband, she was already in the process, and they also did not date for a long period of time. I think theirs were a little bit toward almost a year, but they also during that year went through marital counseling and, you know, just to see if they were a right fit for each other. And, you know, that this is what, because she also spent time working on herself, working her career, spending time with God, talking about what she wanted, and realizing that, you know, she has to do something different from how what she's been doing, because what she was doing was not working, you know, and she took the physical off the table. Because just like the article suggested about it clouding her judgment, when you get the physical involved before, That was what happened with her as in her previous relationship. So she decided to take it off the table because she said, all along, you know, because of the physical and you're emotionally attached to the person and you want this person so bad and you like this person into them so much, what it does or what had happened for her is she started making excuses for other things, their behaviors, their character, excuses, you know, whether it's not showing up on time, you don't call when you say you're going to call, you're not a person that honors your word, those type of things, you know, and even the emotional abuse and the verbal abuse, she made excuses for it because she was physically attached to this person, you know, and she had that other part of her emotion going, so she was like, oh, it will be okay, it's, you know, just having a bad day, whatever it is. She didn't take the person for who they were, what she was seeing right away. So, you know, and it worked out for her as well. She and her husband, I think, they're celebrating outside of 4 or 5 years of marriage right now. But that's all the same approach that she did. So with Rudy, or I would say Keisha Knight Pullum, I don't know how soon she and, you know, her husband decided to become intimate prior to them getting married or dating after 4 months. But, you know, as I said, I really do believe, I agree to an extent that becoming physical too soon can cloud your judgment, can make you become emotionally attached before time. It can you may not think clearly in making the right decision in terms of the partnership or this person or whether this person is right for you because you are otherwise emotionally attached and you're making the attachment based off of physical attachment because you may like the way this person is sexually, you know, the what they do for you and all of that versus so you make excuses, like she said, for things that are important to you. Like if you care about somebody actually being a person of their word, if you say you're going to call at a certain time, I expect you to call at a certain time. If you say you're going to be pick me up at a certain time, I expect for you to pick me up at a certain time. You know, not making constant excuses for being late or not calling, not showing up, not taking any responsibility, those type of things. You know, if they're important to you, then it's easier for you to make a decision where if you're not physically involved with a person to say, you know what, this doesn't work for me. We're not meeting each other's needs. I think we should go our separate ways. It's easier for you to walk away from that situation versus a situation where there is intimacy. So, you know, even in Keisha's situation, so they ask you to marry them after 2 months, after 3 months, and you said yes. Because, again, I don't necessarily think she was running out of choices. You know, as beautiful as she is, she's a beautiful person. I mean, she has a bright career, you know, has her own money. So I don't necessarily think it's desperation. And I honestly can't say or comment on whether or not they were intimate prior to them getting married. You know, and again, she may have just very well, as she said, fell in love with the person that he pretended to be. But I really do think 4 months is a little bit short. Is, and you know what? I really don't know. To be honest with you, in retrospect, yes, 4 months is kind of quick. I believe that when you know, you know. And especially if there is no intimacy there and you have this deep-rooted connection with the person that goes beyond physical, that is not surface. You know, you guys connect on another level where you are able to have dialogue and communication and that open honesty with each other where you can share your truth with this person. You can actually be transparent. You can talk to this person in a way that you can't talk to anyone else. You feel like this person is your friend. And you know, I personally don't believe it takes anybody 2 years, 3 years to figure out whether or not you're in love with somebody, whether you like this person as a person, you know, because I think that's very important for you to like this person just as a person, just as a human being, as a person, as an individual. Do you like them as a person? Because if you like them, then it's easy for you to love them. That's, you know, that's my thing. It's easy for you to love them because you like the character, you like the way they think. You like the way how they deal with humanity. You like the way how they deal with family, stuff like that. So if you have time to observe them in different situation, arena, and all of that type of stuff, you know, I don't think it takes you 2 years, 3 years to figure that out. I think a good year to me, all the 12 seasons, all the four seasons, 12 months of the year, you should be able to decipher by then, because it takes you a lifetime in order to know somebody. That's my opinion. It does, because we are always evolving, we're always changing, we're always growing, we're maturing. And I would want to be with somebody that is growing, somebody that's maturing, somebody that is developing. And that's why I'm like, I'm open not to, people say you have to bring other people into your relationship to spice it up and whatnot. I'm like, I don't need to do that. If the person that I'm with is a person that is growing, a person that is striving, you know, a person that is developing, then of course they're going to not be the same person that I'm with. You know, it's going to be a different person. It's like you're with a different person, but the same person. So that, to me, in a sense, brings out that excitement. It gives you that sense of, freshness, make the journey even more exciting. That's just my opinion.
So, I think that's a good way to look at that. You really don't need other people in your relationship, because you kind of bring them in that way. But, so that's my take on it. If you guys have any questions, you can send them over to us. So, I could definitely go ahead and see what you guys' opinion and perspective is on the topic as well. So, we can definitely continue the dialogue, get your opinion, see if you guys feel the same way about whether or not it was too soon for her, or too soon for her to have gotten married, or too late, or what the case may be. I honestly don't think so. Because to me, especially when you're dealing with somebody that is, to me, he seems like he used to be an ex-NFL player. Been divorced before, I believe his ex-wife is on the Housewife of Atlanta series right now. And, and when you're dealing with somebody that's flashy to me and whatnot, I think in that retrospect, she needed a little bit more time. She needed a little bit more time to decipher and to figure out if this is somebody that's really, I think 4 months for that type of personality coming from that type of arena, you know, where it's just a flashiness and all of that, I think she needed a little bit more time before she figured it all out. But nonetheless, she's here, and I hope it works out for her. I hope she has a healthy and happy baby. I hope that she's able to pick up the pieces and move on. So that was the reason behind this topic today. How soon is too soon? You know, it's once again, when we talk about sex in a relationship, does it ruin the opportunity in order for you to get to know the person better, for you to make clear and better decision about your, you know, how soon is too soon to get married, to get engaged, to have a baby with somebody that you barely don't even know, you know? One article I found that gave an opinion which I thought was very interesting, because it says waiting can improve your relationship in the long run, which I happen to agree with. This was their thoughts. Waiting a while, at least several dates before sleeping with someone, gives you a chance to figure out how to gather in a way that works. How to be together in a way that works, or what referring to someone as the infatuation of a relationship, basically an interest in each other that is more than just physical and immediate. Waiting to have sex gives you a chance to develop the friendship, the partnership, the aspect of your relationship. They explain here. So, you know, and she gave an example. It happens to her. The times where I have waited to have sex the times where I have waited to have sex have mostly seemed to boost the relationship. Not always, but more often than not, both the sex and the relationship seem stronger when I have taken some time to really get to know the person I'm going to sleep with. That was Christy on this article, She Knows, and she commented from Fort Worth, Texas. And another person's perspective was anticipation can be sexy, which I agree. Completely agree with that, because you're getting time to know the character, know the personality, know the differences. So then the anticipation of you guys trying to figure out when is this going to happen to me is hella sexy. It's a turn on, you know. Some people may not agree, but I think it is. And, you know, the writer of the article that I was researching, you know, she agrees too. And I'll give you her perspective on anticipation can be sexy. She says sexual attraction cannot go away. If you get to know each other, and let's face it, if it does, then that connection was pretty sustainable to begin with. Plus, waiting a few dates can have its perks. The suspense of abstaining can really up the intensity of sex when it finally does happen. Affirms, you eliminate the mystery too soon, you may also eliminate any future for this relationship. And then she gave an example of when that happened for her. It happened to her. I find that when I sleep with a guy right away, while it seems fun and adventurous, it can actually make sex less awesome in the long run. My current boyfriend and I waited a while to have sex My boyfriend and I waited a while to have sex because we were trying the just friends thing first. And when we finally slept together, it was a lot more electric because of the buildup. That was what Ali in Chicago stated for her. So I am in agreement with the anticipation can be sexy. To me, I think that's very valid. And, you know, and basically, guys, this is it. The bottom line is this. If you've been dating for a while, if you have had the chance to bond a little bit, go for it. If the intense feelings mutual and not one-sided, if you survived a disagreement and work it out, if you feel mutual respect and care, then you probably have enough foundation to take the risk of being sexual. And that's how I see it, honestly. You know, if you've been dating for a while, you have had the chance to bond with each other beyond physical. And when I say dating for a while, I don't mean 3 dates. You know, you have actually had a chance to experience each other in different settings, maybe a family reunion type of thing, hanging out with them and their friends, because I have learned that we all have different personalities, different characters when we are around different environments. We're like different people at work. You know, we're more professional versus when you're around our friends, you let your hair down, you can be yourself, you know, kick back, have a beer, have a burger, whatever it is. Around your family, then you can actually see that other side. You know, are you really this attentive, loving, caring person towards your family, like you say? You know, do you really care about the issues of your family and all of that type of stuff? So, yeah, for sure. I definitely think that, you know, when you're dating, also take an opportunity to see them in different environments, how they operate, how they function, how are they really, you know, so that way you can better get an understanding. And personally for me, in my dating life, I've done a couple of that where they're like, so you're going to go hang out with him and his friends already? You know, you guys just met. Where I'm like, well, yeah, because to me, that's the honest places where most of them, that's where people are most comfortable. You know, that's where you're most comfortable and you are able to make that decision or able to see who this person really is. You know, behind when they're around their friends, they're more relaxed, they're more kicked back. You know, let me get a shot, let me get a drink. You can actually make a better judgment. You know, is this person a consistent person? You can better get a view of this person's world. So I say, don't shy away from the invites to hang out with him and the boys. You know, you just dating, maybe it's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You know, you guys are having great dialogue, great communication, since in being attentive, checking in, you know, calling, stuff like that. But then again, you know, have, or even you just throw a little get together at your house, invite his friends over to come hang out, see how he really is around his friends. You know, if he's wild and boisterous, or if he's, you know, listening in on the conversation, if he's in the, you know, I should have more girls, all of that type of conversation, or, you know, see what their tone are, you know. And even if invites you to a corporate function or even a lot of family picnic, I say go. That's me. I say go, even if it's been just a month and you don't feel comfortable, because dating doesn't necessarily mean you have to be sleeping with each other. You're trying to get to know each other. You're trying to develop something. You're trying to see if there is something mutual and something here that we can work, that we can grow from. You know, that's what dating is. You know, dating is collecting, excuse me, guys, dating is collecting data. It's collecting data on each other. It's like doing research. You know, every corporation, every company or government, they all do research or all do data before they make a conclusive decision in anything. Even if you're applying for a mortgage, you're applying for a car, loans, whatever, the bank asks for your social security number. They ask for your bank account, your financial information. They do a background check on you for jobs and for all of that, just to see if this person is a responsible person before I give you any privilege, before I give you any money, before I do anything. So to me, that's what dating is, collecting data. So why not? Why not go to the family picnic if you guys only been, you know, courting each other, talking to each other, going out, hanging out, getting to know each other for 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Why not go to the family picnic? Not because you're dating this person doesn't mean you're hopping into bed with them. And if people want to make that assumption because they see you at a family or around their friends, then let them make that assumption. But you and this person knows what the relationship that you're having with each other. So it doesn't, you know, and that's what is important. So, yeah, again, I said I'm all for it. Go. See what they're really like. See how, you know, if they're really this caring, this attentive, this family-oriented person they claim to be, and if those things are important to you, then you can say, oh, so he is very family-oriented, he's very attentive, you know, you see him jump around, helping, getting things prepared, getting things organized, tending to his nieces and nephews or, you know, his granny, aunties, stuff like that, you know, because the bottom line is, especially if you're a woman that is in your, say, late 20s, early 30s, middle 30s, late 30s, whatever, and you're thinking that one day you want to get married, you want to have a family of your own, then, of course, anyone that you're dating should be you're dating on purpose here. You're dating to find your match. You're dating to find your partner in life. And you're going to want to know whether or not this person is a, you know, eligible candidate. Can, you know, how is this person around his family? Because what you're seeing is how, what's going to determine if he's going to be a good father to your child, you know, how he's going to treat you if you're with somebody that doesn't call his mother, don't communicate with his siblings, hold a grudge, those type of situation. I mean, there's just bitter and resentful. I mean, yeah, you can get to see a lot of those things, yeah, especially at a family occasion. Oh, God. Because there about to be some drama most times. 9 out of 10, there is about to be some drama, guys. Trust me, at a family reunion. So, yeah, you can see how they handle conflict. You know, and another thing you can look at too is how long his friends have been in his life. Does he have any good friends? You know, and how long have these people been your friends? You know, can you say that I've had this relationship for 10, for 5, 10, 15, 20 years of friendship? That's also another good way for you to say, okay. Because believe me, in 5, 10, or 15 years, they have had to be some disagreements, some conflicts, some, you know, I didn't like this, you said this, you hurt my, some fuss with each other. So that tells you his ability to be able to communicate, ability to move on from things, to handle conflict or something. Something had to have happened. So those are some of the things that I would say and I would suggest that women do and men do too as well. You know, get around the family, get to know this person and see if they're a right match. Because as I said, you never know really how soon is too soon. That is what we're talking about this morning, guys. If you're just tuning in or just listening, we're talking about how soon is too soon. We're talking about not just sex. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about having babies. We're talking about getting engaged to someone. How soon is too soon? And do you think if you add sex to the mix before in the dating process, if, you know, or get married or get engaged too soon, does it ruin the chance of developing the relationship further? Does it not give you a fair opportunity to get to know this person because your judgment is clouded based on the physical, the physical, and because you're emotionally attached or because you like the sex, she does this well, he does that well, makes you feel this way, she makes you feel this way, you know, all of that type of stuff. You know, as Usher says, she's a good kisser. You know, those are the type of things, you know, making it say, oh, well, she's not really that mean-spirited, you know, she's just having a bad day, blame it on PMS. But, you know, make excuses for the behavior because you're physically attached to this person and you're focused more on how this person make you physically feel versus how they make you feel emotionally. And I think we have a responsibility while we're courting, while we're getting to know somebody, while we're dating, to also not just be, give that person the emotional part of us, I mean the physical part of us, but give them the emotional part of you as well. So let them have an opportunity to make a fair decision. You know, if you know that you have any hang-ups emotionally, whether you have mama issues, daddy issues, trust issues, rejection issues, abandonment issues, those things. And that's where the dialogue and the communication comes in having those conversations, whether, no matter how uncomfortable they are, especially if after, I would say maybe about 4 or 5 dates, person, you know, you like this person, spending time with this person, and you're like, okay, I think there's something here. For you to say, okay, if we're going to date each other, if we're going to court each other exclusively, we need to talk because I am not going to, I'm dating, you know, I would hope that you are dating on purpose, not dating this person to waste a year of my life just dating somebody, just to date somebody. But you're dating this person with an intent. So, you know, as I said, if there is an emotional aspect of the relationship, of you, that you want to share with the person, I think is best to share that as well, not just the physical, to give that person a fair opportunity to make a, you know, a fair choice or a fair judgment of whether this is somebody that I want to be a part of. So again, you know, we're talking about how soon is too soon, and it's for everything across the board. We're talking about getting married, engaged, having a child with someone, having sex. How soon is too soon? And it's different for everyone because I said every relationship has its different dynamic. The journey is different. Some people would argue that a month, 30 days, 3 months, whatever, is good. Some people would say a week is good. It depends on where you are at in your life, where you're at in your journey, what is important to you, and what you really want and what you're looking for. And you know, this whole discussion, this whole topic is that came up because I'm just was looking at what was trending in entertainment news this week, and I felt bad for Keisha Nipolem because she and her husband got engaged after only 4 months of dating. They got married. Only dating for 4 months, she got married. Now he's questioning the paternity of their child, which is suggesting that she cheated in their marriage when she's saying she did not cheat. He was the one that cheated. And she was going to leave him, but he said he wanted a second chance. He asked her to give him a second chance. And then when she did, he blindsided her and filed for divorce and turned the table accusing her of cheating. So, you know, and they've only been married for 8 months. So it's asked the question, did she move too fast, especially since she was in a relationship 5 years prior to that? And she and this person, she was with Big Tigger from BET and MTV. So, yeah, so, you know, a lot of people were bashing her on social media. I thought women especially were very harsh on her, saying she was desperate. She got what she deserved. And I think that was just kind – that was just cold and kind of heartless. You know, I don't – you know, I'm not in a position to judge her. You know, and we can't – we weren't a part of their relationship. As she said, she married the person – she thought he was. She's still in love. Her exact words is she is still in love with the person that she thought he was, or the person he pretended to be. And because to me it takes a lifetime to get to know someone, you can never really know someone fully to an extent. It takes a lifetime for you guys to get to really know each other. You know, I cannot say it was too soon for her, because that may have been, she may have felt everything the right way. He was accountable for his time. He answered the door, all of those type of stuff. But again, I don't know. I wasn't there. Everybody's journey is different, as I said before. And what may be right for you right now may not be what the right is for someone else, depending on the lifestyle that you live and where you are at in your journey. But so I don't know. I think everybody has to make that choice or come to that conclusion on their own, because I've heard of people, whether it's having the sex before, afterwards, or waiting for the marriage, and then this person turned out not to be. Look at Lady J. She and her husband, Lady J from 104.5, she and her husband courted and dated each other, lived with each other for a year while they're planning the marriage and all of this type of stuff, abstinence, all of this. People would say they did it the right way, got married, and she's divorced now. They're separated, going through a divorce now. The marriage didn't even last for a year. So, again, that's why I'm saying that everybody's journey is different, and you have to do what feels right for you, what feels comfortable for you, and, you know, what you feel is best for you in your heart and how this person connects with you. Because you can build that relationship and that connection with somebody very quickly, especially if it's the right match for you and the right person for you. Do I believe, yes, that having the sex and all of that type of stuff cloud your judgment into making the other decisions too quickly, whether the marriage and the baby? Yes, because I think there is a lot to say about developing that friendship, developing that bond that goes beyond the physical, where you actually have real conversation. It's not the representatives at the table, you know, where you give this person the emotional side of you as well, not just the physical, so they can actually make a decision on whether or not I want to be a part of your life. You know, can you understand that I am emotional or I act this way because maybe I have, and this goes vice versa for men and women, because maybe I have mama issues, maybe I have daddy issues, maybe I have rejection issues, maybe I have trust issues, abandonment issues, all of that type of stuff. So that way you can actually make a definitive decision on, hey, you know, I like this person regardless of that. Life maybe have not been good to you, or you have, we all have some baggages, we all have scars, we all have something, but I like you. You know, I like you as a person, I like you as an individual, because I think if you like this person as an individual and as a person, it's easy for you to learn to love them. And that's where the friendship comes in. Figure out if you even like the person as a person. And you know, and it said some of the articles and whatnot that I was reading back to you guys about how, you know, a lot of them were suggesting, yes, waiting for a while as well, but you still have to make that personal choice for yourself when it feels right for you. And sometimes even waiting for a little bit, and I'm not talking about after 3 dates, because I know that's like our new rule. You know, after 3 dates, we figured out, oh, yeah, it's fair game now. You know, I mean, after genuine spending time together, seeing each other, and I said, don't shy away from the invitation either, regardless of whether people may think it's too soon to hang out with around him and his family and friends, because you're dating somebody, or because you're getting to know somebody, or because you're friends, doesn't necessarily mean you're hopping into bed with them. That's, you know, I think we're far past that. I hope people are not still thinking that way, because dating to me is collecting data. It's doing your research. It's figuring out if this person is the right match for you, if this is the person you want to be with. That's what it is. So see them in different environments to see if this is genuinely who they are. Are they consistent with their personality? You know, they say that they're family oriented, that they care about their family, this, that, and the other. You know, are they really like that with their family? You see them playing with their nieces and cousins and all of that, jumping around, helping grandma. Yeah, I say go to the events, hang out with the friends, even maybe throw a little bit of a Friday night soiree at your place, invite his friend over, let's see how he really acts, because we all know we wear different hats in different environments. We're professional in our jobs, you know, but we relax more around our family and more our friends. We let our hair down sometimes, you know, that other part of us comes out. We'll jump on the table, have a few beers, you know, knock the bottle on the table a couple of times. We get rowdy. We're human. We do different things. But what I'm saying is, or the point I'm trying to make is, it gives you an opportunity to see that person at every aspect of their life. You're not just seeing the representative where they show up feeling good, looking good, you know, talking good, putting on the charm, whether he or she, you know, her hair is done, nails is done, outfits on point, you know, got a cleavage hanging out, all of that stuff, you know, trying to entice you. And then, you know, you take her to a function and you're like, wait a minute. At dinner, you weren't this person, you know, having too many shots, embarrassing in front of your coworkers. So I'm like, so I say, be open to all the invitations so you can get to see who this person is. Don't shy away from it. Go to the corporate events, go to the family thing, hang out with them and their friends. Let's see who you really are. Let's see, you know, the personalities, because in retrospect, if you are dating on purpose or you're dating looking for your match, you want to see this person in that environment. You want to see who they are, because most likely you want to see, can he have the potential to be a good dad? Is he really family-oriented? Is he really loyal? Is he really caring? Is he really hardworking, like he says? You know, stuff like that. You know, what kind of other stuff do you do outside of your work, your job, your family? What do you care about? Have those kind of conversations. Build a dialogue. So that's what I say. So, you know, again, we're talking about how soon is too soon, and we're talking about everything from the sex, the marriage, to the baby, for you to make a good judgment on whether or not this is somebody you want to be with long term. Because I look at her in the media, and I look at how people are blasting her on social media, and women are saying nasty things and things that I'm like, you don't know what that person was like to her in the 4 months that she was with him before she got married, before she decided to marry him. You don't know the things that he may have said to her, the promises that he had made. You don't know if he was somebody that was diligent in putting the work in, you know, showing up on time, calling when he says he's going to call, sending her flowers, you know, I mean, sweeping off our offer. And again, as I said, this is a woman that was in a relationship 5 years with somebody else before. For 5 years, she was with this person, and this guy didn't propose or marry to her. And she just started dating this guy, what, maybe 6 months after that breakup or a year after that breakup. So you don't, you know, you don't know what conversations, too, she may have shared with him about that relationship, what she was probably disappointed about, why it didn't work, what may have hurt her in that relationship. And he probably, and that's another thing, too. Especially, and it goes for men and women, but especially for women, be careful of the things you share with somebody about your past relationships or the things that that person did or didn't do that, you know, because sometimes a man will do exactly what you want him to do, but it's not in his nature to do that. He's just doing that to say, hey, I'm better than that guy, or hey, I'm better than her. You know, or she's doing all of this because, you know, I'm better than your ex. I'm going to show you that I can do this or I can do that. When it's generally not who you are, it's genuinely not who you are. You're only doing this just to get a good in with this person. And as soon as you get comfortable and you think that you got the ring on your finger, or you are exclusively their girlfriend or whatever it is, then you stop doing all of those things. And then here we are now in the relationship where we're asking, what happened to when you used to cook? Or what happened to when you used to rub my back when you come in at night and you used to rub my head? Or, you know, I come in and you're like, you know, let you give your baby a massage or something like that. What happened to the times when you used to put on your little lingeries and all of that type of stuff? And you're like, what happened to all of that? That was just, again, probably the representative, or because you talk too much, and she talked too much about the ex and what they didn't do and what they did do, and they were trying to impress you about, well, I can be better and I can do this, instead of letting them genuinely be themselves, genuinely do the things that is in their nature to do as a person, as a good person. Are you really caring, or you're really affectionate, or you're really spontaneous? Do you really enjoy cooking? So you're going to cook for me, not because I complained my ex didn't cook. And, you know, that was one of the things that we argued about, or the things that bother me, or the fact that she, every time I come home, she's in sweatpants and her head is tied up in a T-shirt. And I would like for her to come home sometimes and she surprised me in something sexy or whatever it is. So you do those things, you know, so be careful, too, of the information that you share with this person. You know, yes, you can talk about your hurt, you can talk about your disappointments, whether there was emotional, verbal, or physical abuse. You know, you can talk about what you won't tolerate. You can set standards and boundaries for this new person, but you don't have to necessarily give them all of the things, you know, give them everything, because sometimes they use that to their disadvantage to get it in, and then it shuts down afterwards. So that's pretty much, I guess, you know, I know we're winding down to towards the end of the show. You know, I do appreciate everyone that has called in, and everyone that are listening, and we're talking about how soon is too soon, whether it's to have sex, to have babies, to get engaged, to get married. And I said, you know, everyone, relationship is different. Every journey is different. Where you are at in your life, every person is different for everyone. So sometimes we make those decisions based on where we're at, things we have gone through, the things we're dealing with, and where we want to be. So you can't necessarily judge somebody if they got married after 4 months of dating, if they got married after 6 months, after 1 year, because you don't know where they came from. You don't know the dynamics of that person's relationship. You don't know the intimacy, really, between those two people, the conversations that are going on behind closed door, what is happening between those two people. So you have to allow people to make their decisions and respect it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But you can't be so judgmental, like what I'm seeing on social media and what is happening, of them attacking her, saying it's her fault, she was desperate to get married, she was with Tigger for 5 years. You know, all of those things, I think, is just unfair. It's unfair, and you don't really have a right to say that. Because some of you guys probably have done even worse in less than the 4 months. But it's not being put on public display, and it's not being made a spectacle of because you're not famous and nobody knows who you are. So, you know, and that's just my two cents about it. If you guys have any questions or any opinion or perspective that you want to share on it, you know, you can let us know. Send us a message on through social media. It's Tea Time Talk. That's what it is for us across the board, Tea Time Talk. Or you can visit our website, which is www.teatimetalk.com, and let us know. We would love to hear from you if you have any ideas or anything that you want to see us talk about. We would like to hear it as well. I'm not sure if anyone on here wants to chime in or give any opinion on anything that may have said that may have resonated with anyone, or if you had a perspective or opinion that you want to share. Let me check and see if anyone wants to say something here. So our discussion is not one-sided. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me see here. Okay, I don't think we have anyone that want to chime in and share, but if you feel that you did or something that was said resonated or was, you know, change your perspective or your mind, we're always here to open up dialogue, to provoke conversation. That's one of the main things for us here. You don't have to agree with anything that Stacy says or Dee says, or our perspective on anything. This, our platform basically, and the purpose behind our platform is to open dialogue. It's to provoke conversation. It's to get us to think. It's to get us to have an honest conversation, to be truthful about our truth. So that's basically what we try to do. And we do appreciate you guys for every Saturday morning that you choose, whether you're listening live or you call in to listen live or you tune in online, however you choose to listen to us and to support us, we appreciate it. We're here every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We try to do our event at least 24 hours before the actual show so people know what the topic of discussion is and the time frame. Just in case, if there's a time difference, we will let guys know that we won't be on at 11 a.m. or 10 a.m. or whatever, you know, whatever the time change is, we let you guys know before. So we appreciate you guys taking the time out. And again, send us, follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything for us across the board is Tea Talk Time. Our website is www.teatalktime.com. Send us your tweets, send us your comments, anything you want. We appreciate it. We look forward to hearing from you guys. And again, let me apologize for my co-host. It's just me solo today, so that's why you're just hearing my voice only. And though I think I have a wonderful voice, I'm sure you didn't want to just listen to me talk all morning long for an hour. But either way, I enjoy the conversation and the topic. Yeah, you can check out Keisha Napoleon's story. It's, you know, she did her live interview on ET Network a few days ago. I also referenced to Devin Franklin, Making Good as well, and Fantasia. Fantasia married her husband after 7 months. They're still going strong, but as I said, everybody's journey is different. Everyone have to make that decision for them based on the relationship that they're having with that individual person. We can't really judge or say this is wrong or this is right. You know, we all have to walk our own journey. We are not really a part of that dynamic, that intimacy, that relationship to know exactly. As Keisha said, he pretended to be something he wasn't. Sometimes we fall in love with the person that somebody pretend to be, and that's what we're in love with and not truly who they are, you know. And yes, I do agree, it takes a while for you to get to know somebody entirely. But, you know, for me personally, I think a good year is a good enough time. The four seasons, the 12 months to get to see someone, you know. And, yeah, don't shy away from the invitation of hanging out with the friends, hanging out with the family, going to the corporate events, you know, volunteering with them, doing other things, so you can actually get to see who this person is, you know, see what they're passionate about, what they care about, who they really are, and see if it fits into your world, if this person is somebody you want to team up with for life, you know, because that's going to determine too for you in your mind. And if there's no physicality involved, especially for women, you make better decisions because your judgment is not cloudy. You're not making excuses for this person because you are emotionally attached and you like what they do or you like what she does. You know, it doesn't, the physical doesn't only work for women. It works for men too. You know, she may be doing something you really like and you're like, okay, I'm not going to pay attention to the fact that she overspends. She only cares about her hair and her nails. She don't care about nothing else. You know, and then you make excuses where she's always shopping, whatever it is, and you get together, you get married, you have a family, you wonder why you don't have any money because she's always spending. Well, she was spending while you were dating. You just weren't paying attention because you like the sex. So, yeah, again, I'm just saying, guys, just give yourself time to decipher who this person is and if they fit in the lifestyle that you want and the life that you want to live overall. And that's basically what I have. You know, so, you know, and then make your decision from there based on where you want to go, where you want to be, and what you want to accomplish and the kind of life that you want to have. Because I would like to think that all of us want to have a healthy, whole life, you know, inside and out, where you have peace, where you come home to a peaceful place. So, and, you know, and I think that's what we all want. We all want to be happy. And that's basically all I have for you guys. I hope something that, as I said, that I may have said resonated. You got something out of it. I know I ramble and I talked a lot because it's just me today. However, I had fun. I enjoyed the dialogue. Thank you guys again for calling in and for tuning in. And we will see you guys next week at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Unless something changed, we do give the announcement 24 hours. If you like the conversation, you like the dialogue, it provoked thought for you, it gave you something to think about, shoot us a message. One of us will respond, myself or Dee, we will respond to you guys. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Be safe. We love you, and we thank you for the support, and we'll catch you next week. Have a wonderful and productive day, and blessings to everyone. Bye.